This is Passport to Texas. A great hunting dog will leave an indelible mark on the heart of the hunter who owned it.
I hesitated to use the word love, but I really don't think there's a better word than love for it.
David Sykes is the outdoor writer at the Corpus Christi Caller-Times. He wrote about hunters and their dogs for the November issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine.
I've been duck hunting for a few decades now, and so I've sat beside many, many dog owners and their beloved hunting dogs, and I've become fascinated just by the relationship that they have.
Sykes says these highly trained animals are also loyal family pets, but when they're in the field, they have a job to do, and when done well, they're a source of pride.
The dog owners take such a sense of pride in what their dogs can accomplish, and of course, they only take partial credit for that.
Because they give the dogs credit for their intelligence.
They do. The dogs that seem to perform best have more intelligence and more heart, and just more drive than others. And most of them, like some of the subjects of this story, have kind of a special place for those special dogs that they've had over the decades.
Such as Jim Remley's Black Lab Kareem, or Bob Sawyer's Chesapeake Nellie, or even Harvey Evans' Chesapeake named Taffy that also helped him sell crackers in the 1950s. Read about all of them in David Sykes' piece in this month's Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.